It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The New Mexico Department of Health has reported 65 positive cases of COVID-19 out of over 5,300 people who have been tested in the state. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has given orders to establish a coronavirus testing site in every county in the state. On Sunday, Health Secretary Kathy Kunkel said that she received the order to expand the reach of COVID-19 testing facilities during a call-in forum on state and federal responses to the coronavirus, which was hosted by 2nd District U.S. Representative Xochitl Torres Small. In the forum, callers announced shortages in protective equipment for medical workers and probed for economic survival tips. Speaking of testing, the New Mexico Department of Health's Public Health Division will be providing drive-through COVID-19 coronavirus screenings today in Las Cruces at the Burrell College of Osteopathic Medicine at 3501 Arrowhead Drive from 9 this morning until 1 this afternoon or until supplies last. Priority screening will be provided for people experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 infection, fever, cough, or shortness of breath, and for people who had traveled from Europe, including Italy, China, Iran, South Korea, Japan, Seattle, New York City, San Francisco, and Portland. The department requests a limit of 2 people per vehicle to avoid unnecessary risk for viral spread, and the department says no insurance is required for screening. The health department stresses that those without symptoms of COVID-19 infection do not need testing for the coronavirus. Due to COVID-19, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham last week issued more emergency public orders to try to learn more about what is happening locally. I talked with Jamie Michael, director of the Doña County Health and Human Services Department. Jamie, thanks for joining us. I want to start off and talk about what Doña County and your office has been doing since the state of emergency has been in place with COVID-19.
We've had a dual response in our department. One is to support the internal functions of the county as an employer of a lot of people. So how do we look at our practices as an employer and support our employees so they're able to practice social distancing, that they're able to protect themselves and their family's health while balancing out what we need to do as public servants and make sure we provide critical services to the public. So we've really been looking at what do we do as an employer to make sure the services continue, but we are contributing to the preventative measures that the governor has made very clear will be effective in helping stem the spread of the virus. So that's one area we've been focusing on. And then secondly, because our county is different than a lot of other counties and we do have a county level Health and Human Services Department, we've been trying to support our New Mexico Department of Health in their response to the declaration and their response to this situation. One of the resources that we have is we employ promotoras or community health workers, and we also have a physical presence in a lot of the rural communities. So we're able to help take information that might be centralized within the State Department of Health and push it out to our rural communities. And as most people know, promotoras are really good messengers of information. So we've been trying to help in that area. We also want to make sure that critical services like access to food continue. So we've been working with our community partners to make sure we can support the ongoing distribution of food to people in the rural communities, again, in a safe way. So, for example, we're working with the provider of the Senior Meals program. And senior meals are not taking place in one location where people are congregating and eating together. Instead, it's a grab-and-go system. So we can still provide the service, but do it in a much safer way to protect the employees and the public. So those are some examples of what we've been doing here with county government.
Just one last question. Is there any segment of the population that you're really working overtime to ensure that they have all the information that they need?
Again, for us, because a lot of our staff work and live in the rural communities in Doñana County, and they are oftentimes the only point of contact for families who might be monolingual Spanish, families who might have fear about immigration status, really focusing on getting accurate information out and helping families connect to resources that are available so people don't get lost in the shadows during this time.
That was Jamie Michael, Director of Health and Human Services for Doñana County. You can keep updated with the latest news from the New Mexico Department of Health, as well as some helpful resources on how to prevent the spread of coronavirus at the website cv.nmhealth.org.